Thanks again for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. Hope your Labor Day holiday is going well. This is the next to last day to register for the third annual Plant Trials Day at the zoo. So often folks forget that the Cincinnati Zoo is also a botanical garden. And there's lots of horticulturalists and others working to make the grounds as beautiful as they are while you're checking out the lions and tigers and elephants. Oh my. The Plant Trials Day, just one of many horticultural events at the Cincinnati Zoo. And here to talk about it is Scott Buerlein, horticulturalist with the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden. Good afternoon there, Scott.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Not bad. Well, this is the third annual Plant Trials Day at the zoo. I had you in talking about plant trials, but for the uninitiated, please explain what a plant trial is. It's not like, okay, we're putting you on trial and we're going to sentence you to jail or
sometimes you'd like to, but often that's not the case. We're fortunate in where we are to be able to use a lot of plants on our grounds and try them. New perennials, new annuals, new trees and shrubs. So we put them out and try them and report on how well they do for us. And we feel it's a very valuable service to the community to be able to, and the nursery industry to be able to tell folks, what works here, what works good for us.
And especially when you're tracking the tri-state conditions, I know, as a frustrated gardener, we're kind of right in between two climate zones. So, what supposedly will thrive, can sometimes find it doesn't.
Yeah. So. We're fortunate and unfortunate in a lot of ways as far as weather and soil and climate and we are able to grow a lot of things here. We're in a moderate temperature zone, and we do have a diverse local flora, which is great. But we're in Avondale in the city, and our soils have been abused over hundreds of years, and so we could like to think that if we can grow it at the zoo, and we do good horticulture, but if we can grow it there, folks in the community can grow it as well.
So what happens at the Plant Trials Day at the zoo? What exactly, how are these reports reported? What do participants get to, do?
It's a lot of fun, and we've just had great responses from folks that have come to our previous two Plant Trials Day. Basically, we bring in a lot of speakers to talk about new plants that work for them. We also, Steve and I are both speaking, Steve Foltz. And I are both speaking about, the plants we're using at the zoo. That's the things we're concentrating on. But we do bring these other speakers in. Richard Hawkey from the Chicago Botanic Garden, they do some great perennial trialing up there. So he's coming down to tell us about their work, what perennials are doing really well for them, what's exciting on the horizon. And Margaret Pooler is coming from the National Arboretum. She's a geneticist working in just that great tradition of the National Arboretum as far as breeding plants and bringing them to market. She'll talk about cherries, which is interesting because, as you know, in our city, we have a legacy of beautiful cherries at Spring Grove, at all the Cincinnati parks, all around the community. So that should be very exciting here.
Well, what kind of plants, some people would say, oh, it's the zoo, so they're very exotic plants, but that's not true if you see the beautiful tulips in the spring or the daffodils and the like. What exactly are the plants that you're trying at plant trials?
Well, that's one of the exciting things about the zoo. I mean, we play with everything. So we have a great annuals program. We trial over 250 annuals every year, types of annuals. It's 25,000 in all, so we're putting a lot of annuals in the ground. We spend a lot of time on our knees. And, then there's the tulips, 100,000 tulips that are put out every year. And then with the projects with Africa this year, we probably put in over 10,000 to 15,000 plants. I'm not sure. I haven't counted them yet. But there's quite a lot out there, and that is exciting because that all was stuff that we're growing here in Ohio that's supposed to look like Africa. Last year's Tiger Canyon project, there we were using plants that grow in Ohio but are expected to look like Asia, in tropical conditions. So we get to play with, virtually the whole gamut of plants and then, report on them to folks around here.
Well, a lot of times, you know, you're working at a level of horticulture way above where I do there, Scott.
Oh, yeah, we're in the stratosphere.
Well, compared to me, probably. No. You know? But, you're talking about, you know, plants that look like other plants and the like. But, you know, where do you find some of these plants, you know, outside? You know, it's not like you could go to a big box store and find everything. They usually have the tried and true and a very narrow selection. So.
Well, we really like to support the local independent nurseries and greenhouse folks around town. And, you know, if you work with those folks, you can come up with a lot of this material. There's only really a handful of things that are just outside the, you know, almost impossible to find that we use. So, you know, the annuals we're using, we work with the Cincinnati Flower Growers here in town. And much, if not all, of what we're using as far as annuals are available through them one way or another, whether through a retailer or working with a retailer through one of the wholesalers. Natorps and Ammons and many of the others do a great job of expand a pretty good catalog of their own. But if you talk to them, especially in the wintertime, you know, about possibly bringing something in, they'll usually work with you.
So you don't have to travel far.
Not too far.
To get some of these great plants.
And you can always call us at the zoo. And well, if you're looking for something in particular, you know, we can probably connect you to it.
I'm speaking with Scott Buerlein, horticulturalist with the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden, about the third annual Plant Trials Day, what they've been planting and trying out, what's worked and what hasn't. It's a full day of events that's coming up on September 5th. That's Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can make your reservation by visiting the zoo's website or by calling. We have that information at our website, wvxu.org. But registration ends tomorrow, September 2nd, and this event almost always sells out, so you'll want to get your reservation in soon. But, Scott, I also wanted to talk to you about an event that's coming up in October, the Native Plant Symposium, which is really looking at plants that were not only growing here in Ohio, but were supposed to grow here in Ohio.
Exactly. And that's an exciting, this is our second year. It's a really exciting program. It's something we feel really strongly about. Brian Jorg, one of my coworkers, does a great job with natives at the zoo and also at our Boyer Farm now, where they're installing a kind of allowing the farm to, part of it anyway, to come back to a wetland. So that's really exciting. And there's a lot of enthusiasm for native plants. Many of them work really well in our gardens and look great too. So we're really trying to promote native plants and try to get folks, you know, using more of them properly in their gardens.
Well, and that is something that is important because being native plants, they had helped build a biosphere that is Ohio.
Exactly. You know, a lot of argument is made, you know, they're adapted to our soils, they're adapted to our weather and our insects and things, which is really true. Though, you know, whether they're adapted to city soil and the exotic insects we're facing now, and they're just a great underused group of plants, no matter what all those other arguments state, and they look great. They're fun. They're great for our native insects and wildlife. So, yeah, it's just fantastic. It's going to be a great program.
I was going to say it's a lot of great speakers, just like the Plant Trials Day, including a former First Lady who's very big into plants and gardening.
Exactly. Yeah, we scored big when we invited her, and she said yes right away. So that was fantastic. She did.
Well, you need to name her.
Hope Taft. Yeah, Hope Taft. At the governor's mansion when they were there, they installed gardens representing the ecosystems of Ohio on the grounds, which was a fantastic project and really well done. And she's going to talk about that, which is great. And we have a butterfly expert from Northern Ohio, Cheryl Harner, coming down as well. She's real well known in the insect circles.
Yes.
You know, so she's coming. Barry Glick from Sunshine Farms, great nursery out of the mountains of West Virginia. And a good friend of mine, Peter Zales, coming down from Ohio State. He used to work in this area. A lot of people know what a great horticulturist he is. And he's been doing work on native phlox and lilies, and I think he's going to talk about those here.
Well, thanks for your time talking about both these events today, Scott.
Oh, it's a privilege.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Scott Buehrlein, a horticulturist with the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden, talking about the third annual Plant Trials Day at the zoo. That's taking place Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can register and sign up at the zoo's website and link to it through our website, wvxu.org. But remember, registration ends September 2nd. That would be tomorrow. And then the Native Plant Symposium featuring a former Ohio First Lady and native plant enthusiast Hope Taft. That Native Plant Symposium taking place on October 26th, and lots of wonderful speakers there, too. All the info at our website, wvxu.org. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7.